You're listening to the Happy Hour Podcast with Dr. Jay Dene. The Happy Hour Podcast is a space for the self-aware, accomplished woman and leader, professionally or personally, to connect, learn, and grow, fueled by her feminine juices. Listen to hear strategies and processes from Dr. Jay Dene and other experts to begin working to live a full and satisfying life while amplifying your leadership effectiveness.
Good morning and welcome back. It's Power Up Your Authentic Leader. I'm Dr. Jay Dene, and I want us to keep moving with unveiling our authentic leader. So we have already had time to think about the changes that we wanted to make. We've had time to think about how we might begin to approach making those changes. And we've also had some opportunity to think about what resources are available to us. Today, I want us to begin to think about how we can bring all this information together, having identified those things, our desired changes and our resources. I want to challenge you to create a plan for yourself, because just like we know as leaders to bring about real change in order to make sure that things are consistent and that we actually complete our goals, we really do have to have a map. And our map is going to be our plan. So I want to challenge you to create a map for bringing about the desired change that you have identified. And again, I want to encourage you to keep it small. If you're feeling like you can tackle the big thing now, the big goal, then go ahead and do it. But I don't want you to feel pressured to do that, because when you start small, you get to sort of experiment and play around to see if your process is actually working for you and how you might need to change that. And then you can apply that later on to the big goal. But I don't want to hold you back. If you feel like you're ready to tackle the big goal, go for it. So with your plan, the first thing I want you to think about is, what are your goals? I want you to focus on your desired change, the thing that you have identified that you want to change, that you're ready to change. I want you to think about, what are your needs regarding this change? I want you to flesh out that goal to make it as clear for yourself as you possibly can. And then I want you to identify, as a part of your plan, your why. Like, why is it important for you to bring about this change in your life? Are you trying to reduce stress? Are you realizing that you're not happy? So I'm going to offer a personal example for you. If you've had the opportunity to take a look at anything in my background, you may have discovered, and if you haven't, I'm going to share with you now, that I have an education background. And I've done a lot of study in education. I did a lot of work in education. I taught elementary school. I worked at higher ed. And I had some administrative positions there in higher education. What I realized after working there, probably long before, very early on in my career as an educator, that I did not like education the way that I was experiencing it. I didn't like the field. And that didn't change for me. But I stayed in it many years. And along the way, I had some people who thought that I should be really happy with what I was doing. They thought, well, you're doing this kind of work. You get to travel. Your hours are great. And I just wasn't happy. I mean, I was more than unhappy. I was completely miserable. So I had to figure out how I could bring about happiness in my life, because yes, I was feeling a whole lot of stress. I was extremely unhappy. I was giving too much of myself to everybody and everything, personally and professionally. So I had to pull back. And so I need you to think about what's actually happening in your life. Because I got into that mess because I thought that I was doing what I was quote unquote supposed to do, right? And that happens to us a lot. Yes, I was great at what I did. There was a lot of room for me to grow, but I was advancing and growing very rapidly. I could do anything there that was asked of me, but I just was not happy in doing it. And so with pulling back, I was able to discover many wonderful things about myself. And I'm a very different person than I thought myself to be. Okay. So I want you to think about your why. The other thing that I want you to add to your plan is your resources. We've already thought about that, right? So just plop that in there. What are your resources and what can you ask your resources for? Identify specifically what you need from each resource. If it's people, what do you need? What services do you need? Clearly identify those. Okay. And then I want you to think about the steps that you're going to take to bring about this change in your life. It is so important that in this step, you are very, very clear. You have to be clear about what steps you are going to take, and you need to be specific. So you need to think about when, how, who, what's your part, where do your resources blend in? Does this add additional time to your day? If so, and hopefully not, how can you tweak your day? If you need to add additional hour to your day for yourself, then do it. But I need you to be very specific about that. So if you know that you want to lose weight and you're going to need some gym time and some special grocery time, because when you decide to lose weight, you have to spend time in the grocery store, right? Because you have a different mindset. You have to give time and attention to yourself. So be very specific about all that. If weight loss is one of your goals, let's say, then you know you need to identify specifically when you're going to plan your meals and when you're going to grocery shop, when you're going to go to the gym. I need you to be specific with that. Another component to that, and the last component of your plan, is that I want you to be a systematic reflector. So I want you to take time to think about what is working in your plan and what is not. So you have to decide whether you do this reflection nightly or whether it's done weekly or whether it's done a few times a week. You decide that, but you have to do this work. You have to ask yourself, how are you doing? Am I doing well with bringing about this change in my life? If not, what is it that I need to tweak? Do I need to tweak a small part, or do I need to sort of go back and revamp the goals that I've created or the steps in that goal? Ask yourself, am I getting or giving what I actually need? Because sometimes we can start a thing because we think that's what we need. This is the change that I need to make. And as you begin to make it, either it's refined, it's confirmed, but sometimes it's just not right. And you'll know whether you're on the right path, because if you're bringing about this change and you're in these steps, even though you're on a learning curve of applying this new thing to your life, you still should feel good about it. It should be making a change within you. You should feel different about some things. You should have a different rejuvenation, let's say, even though you have the work to do. So that is the systematic reflection component that I want you to add. I also need you to figure out somebody who you're comfortable with and who you trust well enough to make your accountability partner, because you need to be able to use this person to check in with. This person also needs to be somebody that you can share with openly, because as you grow and as you get into these steps, undoubtedly, you're going to have some things that surface for you, perhaps some old feelings, some old thoughts, some confusion. And so you want somebody who you can check in with. You want somebody who can be support for you. If this is a person that you know personally, fine, but do not feel like you cannot reach out to a mental health professional or get a life coach or someone to help you. But this is going to be important that you have an accountability partner. Okay? So there are your elements for your plan, your goals. What are they? Why are you doing this? What are your resources? What are your steps? Being specific. And then your systematic reflection process. Identify your accountability partner. All right? So keep in mind, we have everything that we need. We have everything that we need in order to get this. We just have to give time to ourselves. I want to remind you that you first have to be the leader in your own life.
So I want you to keep in mind as we move along that you are on your journey, and I want you to be kind and gentle to yourself along the way. I also want you to stay in touch with me on Instagram at Dr. J. Denae. And until the next time, take good care of yourself. Bye-bye.